Indeed, there is a fast roll call. You see, transformational energies are upon you. Now, we ask you to be lifted up by this, to accept this grace, to accept this reunion with truth, because there is no need to stall. You see, you have the vehicles, they stall out, and so you must wait for help, wait for assistance, yes? In fact, all of you, all of the beautiful angelic energies that are present in the guise of the humanoid, the human form, you understand, you are all witnessing an accelerated prophecy. In other words, there is amplification of reunion, of remembrance and resurgence of your true leadership abilities, your true capacity for the outreach program. You are traveling into a new galaxy. Now, while it may feel like you are still in the earthly realm, everything is usual, the calendar is just marching day to day to day, in truth, there is much more happening. Because as you resonate with this higher galaxy, this higher program, you will find that things are not as normal at all. In other words, you are opening up into new domains, new experiences, new protocols. One moment, please. Nancy, I forgot to tell you this. Mom, so sorry, sweetheart. So what you want to do is on the bottom of your screen, there's a way to mute your side of it. And it's, I think it's like the bottom left, and you can mute your side, because otherwise what happens is we pick up the feedback, which is like just the noise on your side. So I'm so sorry, I forgot to tell you that. There you go. Thank you, sweetheart. There is a new protocol. There is new life to be lived, and so let us join hands in celebration of this truth, because you are learning how to receive vibrational essence, vibrational energy, and information that will transform your current developments, your current happenings. Okay, wait a minute. Someone else, I'm so sorry, guys. Let's see who else is not muted. I don't know who else it is. Okay, Julie, it's Julie. Julie, are you still there, honey? It's just one of those days, you know? Julie, sweetheart? Okay. Well, we're just gonna move along anyway, to the best of our abilities. How funny. But you know, that happens when you move up energetically. It's almost like the old energies kind of come up to be claimed and released. So we're just going to breathe that out and continue on. So one moment, please. Indeed, the new energies are coming into focus. And so, as the dream phenomena has you witnessing, you have the old material, the old energies, spaces, attitudes, beliefs, and so forth. Now, we ask you to be the master sergeants, in other words, to claim your ability, your witnessing of truth, and to have a heavenly exchange of peace with whatever transposes, whatever appears to trespass or come into your viewpoint, into your holy screen. Because as you assert your right as the Holy Master, as you claim that this is your dream consciousness, your dream experience, you will no longer be frightened by this or that. So there is the extra noise. You see, it is a no thing for a group of aware masters, yes? Because as you take ownership to your truth, you have the fine ability to proceed delightfully through your Garden of Eden. In other words, you are not looking to avoid each energy as it presents itself, each tonality, each tone, each rustling of the paper or what have you. You delight in all because you are learning how to identify with none of it, quite frankly, and to resume your place of the all-encompassing witness. Now, when you recognize you're the witness to all, you have opportunity to amuse yourself with all. In other words, to learn from all, to not have it scare you. Do you see? Because your marching orders are to be one with your truth. And that is what the new vibrational material is all about. It is bringing you the extra energy, the extra focus, the extra capacity to, how shall we say, observe a little longer. If you engage in the meditative practice, to meditate a little longer. Now, this is quite important because some of you feel that you want to engage in a particular focus pattern. Perhaps you would like to meditate, perhaps do the mantra, and then you are off to the races. We ask you to bear witness to the realization that all of life is your meditative platform. You see, it is not something that you start and stop. It is not something that you claim, yes, that was a good meditation. Now let me return to my normal programming. Because as you understand, in truth, all of life is waiting for your holy recognition. In other words, all of life is waiting for you to wake up to the realization that there is a master in town, there is a master in the room and present. Then you will recognize that all of life is there for your bearing witness to such. In other words, whatever may surface, whatever may dawn on you, the expected and most importantly, the unexpected, you do not have issue with it. You recognize that it is your dharma, so to speak, to bear witness to it. Now, what to do with it? We ask you to reframe. Reframe the experience from seeing your idle life, which is not idle at all, as separate from oneself, and instead, understand that it is all emanating from self. In other words, you are working, you are viewing consciousness, your own consciousness, yes? And as you understand this, as you allow yourself to claim this and focus on the particular scenario, the particular material that has arrived, expected or otherwise, you have grand opportunity to make peace with it, to recognize the truth. Perhaps there is a bit of information coming through. It is all my dream, you see, and you use it as such. Perhaps it is a bit of my fear of the past introducing itself so that I may choose again. In other words, do not assume that anything that is less than rainbows and unicorns is at all a problem or what you would term is bad. Understand that is the belief of the duality. There is good and there is bad, yes? In these final days, in these final moments, you are witnessing the rest of your collective unconscious, you see? You are doing so that you can maintain clear status, clear mind, clear focus. And so what arrives is in fact exactly what you in your higher wisdom have expected, what you have called forth, because it is the higher self that is helping you claim your truth. And you do so by working with material that was previously unconscious, unrecognizable, and you bring it forth to self to claim it as a master, to recognize, there is something here for me to release. There is something here for me to embrace. There is something here that has arrived with my name. I will see it as worthy. I will see it as worthwhile. And I will trust in the divine timing of this divine union. Because you see, as you witness each of the phenomena passing before the screen of your holy mind, you will understand that each moment has an element, a ring of divine timing, and you will receive the moment with grace. Now let us explain. When you toss the moment aside, when you ridicule the moment, when you yell at it, when you step at it, you are in egoic realm. You are in your antics. Some of you at times get a bit into the tantrums, the temper tantrums or what have you. This is to be expected for all the false witnessing that has previously occurred. What we ask, what we claim for each of you in this holy recognition of truth as the ascended consciousness that we hold, that we claim for each, that we extend quite lovingly with our own perception and spiritual eyes, is we claim your ability to rise to the truth in each holy moment. So, as you witness life on the 3D scale, we ask you to take the momentary pauses, the holy breaths, and bear witness to life from the eternal. Life is bringing you the collection of that which has been swept underneath the rug, hidden in the closet, or stored away for lifetimes. It is bringing you the last bric-a-brac, shall we say, that is in need of disposal, of rearranging, of tossing out, before you make that last pause and close the door behind you, leaving linear life as you understand, because each of you already reside on a higher consciousness, a higher awareness. You see, you will laugh when you understand where you are going. You are resurrected consciousness already, and you are bringing forth this true remembrance. So as some of these last days, some of these last issues, the angst, bring you the heaviness, try to tether you to the past, to the old memories, to the hurts, to the pains, take the momentary pause. Remember, you are the master, and you are mastering consciousness. Breathe in the awareness that life is truly your meditation. Expect the unexpected, but not with fear, with great respect for the work you are doing, with great anticipation of the wealth of consciousness, of this higher vibration that you are learning to maintain. You see, you are bringing forth through your great awareness that which is still tethering you to lower consciousness, to 3D reality. And you are doing it for the purpose of the activation of truth, of your real life, of your real purpose. You see, it is no longer business as usual. It is no longer about living out your 3D linear life for only that purpose. It is about enjoying life from a higher tier, from your higher vibrational attunement in reality. You see, we judge you not when you get a little bit lost, when you get tripped up, when you go into the angst, when you go into the tantrums. We judge you not, but we hold you. We hold out the vision of your truth, and we hope that you glance our way. We hope you remember. We tickle you under the nose to get you to stop, because if we can get you to stop in your egoic dream, there is the signal to the mind that it is time to pause. And once there is a pause, we welcome entrance, you see? So know it to be no accident when you're in the middle of an egoic throw, when there is a brouhaha occurring, a tantrum, a crisis, what have you. And all of a sudden, something happens that for a moment gets your attention. What was that noise? Where did that come from? You see? See it to be no accident. Understand that we are your allies. We are your friends. We are actively involved in helping you to change course and helping you to recognize your divine appointment. And so we gently encourage you, perhaps even create a bit of distraction or noise, or help you remember something funny, or help you to focus on something higher, you see? Because the second that we can break your focus in being in the train of despair, we have your willingness. We have an opportunity for you to try it from a higher approach. And that is what it is about, because once you are on board the higher vibrational highway, shall we say, you will find your place. You will understand with a little willingness what the hidden meaning, the deeper message of the scenario is truly about. You will begin to perform the alchemy. You will suddenly see the one you are arguing with to be the one that was the brother or sister in another lifetime that you had multiple arguments, you see? And you will understand the holy opportunity. Now, all of this information is being broadcast to all of you simultaneously, 24/7. It is not just for those with the psychic visions to lay this information out. They may have the words, but we promise you, each of you have the overlays of energetic attunement to be excited about, to learn from, to use. It is called your intuition. And the more you begin to go through your life each and every day, from the place of your intuition, you will recognize the holy secrets to each of life's puzzles, to each of the displays. Understand there is no such thing as a wasted moment. Each moment is there to learn from, to use, to open up to heal, to receive spiritual gifts and awarenesses. You gain entry into this new portal that you have already arrived in by expecting it. In other words, do not be shy with your life. Go play with it with gusto. Expect some things to go smoothly, as the mind would have you want or expect. Expect some things to totally not go in like order. That is the way of duality. So expect it. And then take the holy breath. Take the holy breath and recognize that there is another opportunity that is up. It has nothing to do with your to-do list. It has nothing to do with your linear goals for your life, for your future, for your home, or what have you. It has to do with bringing your vibration up to a higher level of consciousness. And as you consider whatever is placed before you with the eyes of spirit, with the eyes of God, with your intuitive prowess and awareness, you will be functioning as the master. You will be learning how to bring up your sight to your spiritual vision, and you will be shown truth. Now, some of you have the psychic abilities and gifts, and you will see things, hear things. Some of you will just have the feelings. Understand that the feelings are just as powerful as the actual words. Because in truth, what good are words if you don't do anything with them, if you don't resonate with them, if you don't invite them into your heart, you see? And once you invite the words into your heart, the spiritual symbols, the psychic visions of past lifetimes, it is the feeling that will provide the transformation. So trust your feelings. Recognize that your mind is not the master. Your divine self is. And that is what you are learning to do. Each and every one of you are learning how to reside from the place of a divine master. Each and every one of you are learning how to take charge of your life from this plane of reality. And each and every one of you are spending your last days releasing the old hurts, the old dramas, releasing the wounds, the battle scars. You do so when you remember to tune in to your higher vibration, your higher consciousness at each moment. So yes, meditation, wonderful. The chanting, any and all tools that bring you into the space of communion with your heart. And then do not leave the room because the ritual, the practice has ended. Understand, as you serve spirit, as you serve your higher focus, your higher self, your life becomes the practice. See it as such. Use it as such. And we will continue to meet you in the higher planes. So at this time, we wish to surround each of you, each of the precious angelic beings that are, for a little while longer, residing in simply one place of reality. In truth, you understand you are not. Your days are numbered in this plane. We surround you and we uplift you to the stars. We uplift you to your remembrance of your true inheritance, of your true dwelling place. Be most accustomed to living in this higher altitude, this higher vibration. That is what we are bringing to you. That is what we are bearing witness to. When you have the earthly problems and the concerns, when you come for help, ask to be lifted to the higher spiritual vision. You see? Do not ask for it simply to go away because it is like something in the body that needs healing. It will just manifest in another form. So you get rid of one symptom and you have another. What good is that? Do not ask for things just to be lifted. Ask for the spiritual awareness. Ask for the spiritual vision. Ask to see things from the highest perspective. Because what this will do is empower you to release yourself from the tethering, from the bondage of lower consciousness. That is what you are up to. You have the good grace to make use of your master consciousness. You are called to these gatherings, and there are many, many in form, many within the heart. You are calling yourself to them because you are ready to own this consciousness. It's as simple as that. And if you hear this vibration, if you hear this recording, you can assume you are already there. So let us continue to amplify your consciousness, your vibration, to lift you up and carry you to a new place of residence. It is a bit like the post office with the mail forwarding. Yes? Where is my home? It seems I have moved. I have relocated. Find yourselves there and then live your lives. Not as ordinary days, not as ordinary linear physical form, but as masters. As you do so, you will watch your life transforming. You will watch a new consciousness emerge. You will watch your days be anything from ordinary. They will be extraordinary. So let us begin. We ask you to attune to the highest vibration of truth. We ask you to attune to your light. We ask you to attune to the awareness that truly a master lives here. A master dwells here. Because as you accept your divine appointment, you will find things changing. You will find things shifting. you will find some things getting topsy-turvy because there is the old energies that need to surface for clearing. And we do not ask you to ignore these, and we do not ask you to go through it alone. We ask you to bring in your divine self, and we ask you to bring in all of your divine being friends, because we are your friends. We are masters, yes. But do not assume that we know anything more than you do. You see, when you are willing to assume your rightful position at the dining table, things will open up to you. You will no longer beg for clarification. You will bear witness to the truth, because truly, you already reside on this plane of awareness. So let us light the vibration. Let us light your galaxy, so to speak, as you awaken to your truth moment by moment, day by day. We ask you to release any of the false identifications to your lower consciousness. We ask you to release the belief that your life is just an ordinary existence. You are here to bring through higher awareness. You are here to live and reside as a master teacher. Now, there is a hint, there is a secret in those words of wisdom. You are all teachers. You are all expected to graduate quite early, shall we say, with honors in order to teach. But first, you must have the remembrance. You must have the remembrance of your own truth, and then you can share it with others. So let us close this activation with love, with the peace that passes understanding, with the understanding of your true remembrance, of your true identity as the Holy Self, the Christ Self, your divine self. And so it is. All right, so it took me a little bit of time to get back into that vibration, but I got there. And it's funny because they're saying, you know, what a beautiful demonstration, because they're saying basically that what was demonstrated is what's coming to each of us. In other words, to expect the unexpected. You know, the laptop's not operating, the mute signal's not operating, and yet for us to keep going back to our truth. And that is the process. That is the process to keep bringing forth the awareness of what we're really engaging in our everyday experience. I just feel like there are many of us that are coming to, it's not like we haven't already realized this, but you're coming to higher realizations of what this lifetime is really about for you. And oh my gosh, like my heart, it's almost like, it's like my son used to say, cry for happy. The joy that's coming over me with the realizations that some of you are coming into is just extraordinary. It's almost like all of the concerns on that linear level of life that we all have kind of drop. They really drop because you really get so much more so now what this is really about. And then when you get to walk with that peace through the process, it's almost like you just walk as a master. In other words, there still may be rubble, there still may be things that, you know, happening, but you're doing it with so much more of an understanding of the power that you're bringing by your participation. That it's like, and I feel the heart, I feel your heart. That it's like such an honor. It's such an honor to be able to be of service. You know, it's almost like how can I say it? It's like, you know, there's some of us in other lifetimes and this lifetime that go into, you know, war zones or have like a particular calling to want to serve certain groups. And so when you serve, you do it like as like a labor of love, because it's just such an honor to serve them, because you know what they've gone through. It's like, and you know who they really are, and it's just such an honor to serve. That's what's coming up, is that gosh, that excitement, that joy, that feeling of real, like, how do I say this? Peace about yourself, peace about, you know, to not be, weird's not the right word, but, you know, like to know that the contribution that you're making brings you such a piece of feeling, a peace that you're just not assuaged by the duality of life. You're just not assuaged. And I feel very strongly that there are several of the group members, if not all of us, that are really moving into those higher levels of awareness and truth. And I've got masters just smiling at me. They're just smiling at me that we're reaching those awarenesses. Okay, so that being said, I'm gonna work with the pictures I do see, and then we'll move it along and then get to the other pictures. Okay, so we'll start underneath me. Lewis, do you have a question?
Just want to see if they have any insight for me. Okay. Just whatever they're willing to tell.
Okie dokie, one moment, please. Okay. And say your first name.
Lewis.
And say it one more time.
Lewis.
And say it one more time.
Lewis.
And say it one more time.
Lewis.
Gosh, it's always hardest. Do the hardest first. So I like that. It always makes life easier. Give me one quick second. I just got to clear out a little bit more just to get an understanding of what I'm looking at. So give me 1 second. And say your name again.
Lewis.
And say it one more time.
Lewis.
And say it one more time.
Lewis.
It would really serve you to do some soul searching. And let me explain that. It's sort of like when, I don't know how it is when you meditate, but there are times when I meditate where okay, you know, I get rid of like that angst. Sometimes I don't at all. I mean, it just depends on the day. But there are other days where I get this feeling of really not being on the earth anymore, of really not being Nicole anymore. And it's very freeing. It's very refreshing, because it's like really taking a break from your association on this earth plane, from your identification with your linear self. And you get to this place of like higher witnessing of yourself, of your truth. They're asking you to claim that at this time. They're asking you to claim like more awareness of who your soul is, what your soul is up to. And say your name again.
Lewis.
And say it one more time.
Lewis.
I see you in this field. It would be like a field, like if you ever travel through Las Vegas or something, like where there's just nothing around you for miles. Like you can look in any direction and there's literally no life. There's literally no life. And say your name one more time, please.
Lewis.
And say it one more time.
Lewis.
It's sort of like this. It's leaving, giving yourself periods of time, whether you meditate or just take a walk or whatever you do, where you're not bringing a problem to the time. like, okay, help me figure out how to do this. Help me figure out how to do that. Help me to be a better father. Like there's no agenda. The agenda is simply being more, not more, simply being your natural, authentic self and allowing that true presence to reveal itself. Because what you're going to find is the more that you try, let me say it this way. The more that you stop trying to accomplish, to do, to improve, I keep feeling like that improve. How do I improve? How do I improve? the more that you stop trying to improve, and the more that you, and say your name one more time, please.
Lewis.
The more that you go back to your true self, like who were you when you were two? Who were you when you were three? Who would you be if you had the ability to be on vacation for 6 months and your job was just to be you? Who would you eventually find you are? The faster you will actually find resolution, answers to all of your inquiries. Does that make sense? And say your name one more time, please.
Lewis.
Say it one more time.
Lewis.
I'm going to say it this way. Stop fixing who you are and open up to who your true self is, who your divine self is. Because when you're trying to solve, fix, whatever, you're still bringing in the identification with the linear self that has like books and like you look like a college student with all your textbooks piled up, like, oh, I got to figure out all this. I got to do all my homework. I got to figure all this out. Stop. So here's the bottom line. Instead of trying to solve something, open up to a refreshing new way of being. And it has to do with being your authentic self. And that in and of itself will bring divine answers and wisdom to all of the, what about this? What about this? What about this? Does that make sense?
Yep, it does. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. All right, Avril.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. How can we help?
Could you see what they want to tell me?
Okay. And say your first name, honey.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
Expect the best of you to come out. Expect the most magnificent version of Avril that you have ever seen or witnessed to reveal itself in a very short period of time. Expect it. Expect it. Welcome it. Take out your teacups so you can make it a fresh pot of tea when she arrives. Think about, like, if I don't know how England works, like tea and crumpets or whatever you do. You know, think about if you're gonna bake them, you're gonna go buy them. Freshen up the room for her arrival. And say your name again, honey.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
You have a, it's kind of like today's message, because I kept talking about like that higher consciousness coming in. You have higher consciousness that's literally floating around you looking for some place to sit. Looking for some place to sit. And the way she gets to sit is by you welcoming her in, by you acknowledging that you already are that, And say your name again, honey.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
As you will, they're saying, as you will receive it, so shall it be. As you will receive it, as you are willing to receive it, as you are willing to make room for that which you already are. I feel like she's bleeding in with you already, giving you ideas, prompting you, showing things. And say your name one more time, honey.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Ephraim.
And say it one more time.
Ephraim.
I'm going to say it this way. Like expect to feel her energy. Expect to feel her strength. Expect to feel your promotion. And so what it's going to do is it kind of like opens you up a little bit more so that you can receive her energies. She's blending with you already. She's blending with you already. So she may like a different flavor of tea, you know, or I don't know what it is, but it's not like you're a multiple personality. More so that, how do I say this? I can feel it, Avril, say your name, honey.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
You're doing a beautiful job that I feel the energy this close to you already. You're doing a beautiful job. So it's just continuing to allow the process to occur. The more that you have expectation, the more that they're saying you're going to give yourself permission to receive it. And so it's sort of like what we believe is sort of like all we'll let in. So the more that you believe that it's occurring, because it honestly already is, but you're not, sometimes you pick up on it and sometimes you don't. So the more that you expect it's already there, it's just gonna be an easier flow. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful. I see you as a writer. I see the picture of you on the back of the cover of your book. It's there already. It's there. I actually see the book and I see you on the back cover.
You know what the name of the book is?
You want to know about the front cover, not the back, right? The back's cover is great, but what's the front? Let me see with Sweetheart. And say your name again, honey.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
Don't worry about the name, just get started. The name's going to appear to you in a dream. And so it then kind of sits in your consciousness and then you'll dream it up. But it comes to you in a dream is what happens, and then you'll remember it. You'll remember it. I think what happens is you actually see something in the physical, because remember, this also is a dream. So you see something in the physical, and like a word of the title, and that jars your memory or whatever, and then suddenly the whole thing spits out. Oh, I think I'll do it this way. But they're saying that you'll actually see something that will trigger the experience of the dream so that you'll bring it forth.
Thank you.
Oh my God, you're so welcome. I mean, I see the whole thing. I see the beginning and the dedications or acknowledgments or whatever you call it. It's like it's really coming into physical form now. How beautiful. Yeah, really good. And I'll leave you with this. There's a little bit of lingering of, you know, I did this wrong, I did that wrong, I wish I hadn't done that. They're saying that every step was necessary. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like don't have a feeling of, you know, second, there's someone at the door. I'm so sorry. Hold on a second. What? I know. Who is it? God. Oh, postman. Thank you. We'll just leave it. Yes. Good job. Good guard dog. Sorry, the postman knocks on the door and the dog wants me to know. So hold on, talk about interference today, or allowance. They're saying not interference, allowance. So one moment, please. Okay, I know what I was saying. So all the, every step was necessary. Because it helped you had to have every experience you had for what you gained from the experience. I'll say it that way. So every step you gained something that was necessary to get to that place. So in other words, no regrets. No need to regret anything. Okay? I'll leave you with that. Really good, sweetheart. You're so welcome. Hi, Svetlana. I'm so sorry I spelled your name wrong on your email. I noticed that because I copy and pasted it for someone else and I thought, oh, I did that too fast. How can we help you?
Okay, I want to ask a question about my maybe personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case. So if you cannot record.
Oh, you want me to not record? Okay,
yeah.
Stop.